Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday, gotta gee on Monday. Hallelujah, it's Friday. The weekend's here and we'll have a kid of me. We'll relax, hallelujah, and take off our slacks. Hallelujah, and sit around the house in our rotten underwear. Hallelujah.
Coming soon to the Chad Duke Show Radio Network, a brand new radio show that reflects America's values, your values.
The economy is getting run over by these communist global warming addendums, the same way I was run over by a garbage truck. And then what happens? I don't have to tell you who pays, do I? America pays!
Join host Hotman Ted Tuna every afternoon for unbiased news and commentary on the issues you care about most.
And then he just quit his job! Out of the blue, no pension, no insurance, just a moron pulling weeds on his half-acre farm instead of pulling his weight and contributing to society. When the family structure breaks down like this, America pays.
Hotman pulls no punches. He just delivers common sense and truth when America needs it most. America pays with Hotman Ted Tuna, coming this fall to the Chad Duke Show Radio Network.
And don't even get me started on the 40-year-olds who still live at home and steal their father's cobbler. You think they just give that stuff away? No! America pays!
Paid for by TheOnion.com and the good people at Mirror Right. Friendos, head over to the Chad Duke Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of the Chad Duke Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's YouTube.com/ChadDukeShow and make sure to like and subscribe.
What is that, Lil? 12 hands in a row? Dukes, you son of a bitch, nobody's that lucky.
Now here's your host, the Big Silly.
Chad Dukes.
Charlie Hotel.
Alpha Delta, yeah, Dukes, dig it!
The Airboat Corporation, ground crew with me.
Boy, it's your pal, Jimmy J. I got another Free Friday episode of the Chad Duke Show. With all the drama that was last week, we moved right past that. Thank you guys again for all of the feedback that we got from those shows as we moved in to this week. Monday night, shooting tour in the studio, chopping it up. There was some finger pointing going directly at Dukes over a text message that was sent. Chad misses movies with real dialogue. Tom O.B. started a show trend. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band does not get enough respect. And there are two big show announcements for this week's programming. What I grabbed out, though, regarding all the drama that took place last week, there was a hashtag. You really have to become a Facebook subscriber. Facebook.com/TheChadDukeShow. Hit the little subscribe button. It's $4.99 a month. Well worth your time. Get in on the chat. Get in on all the shenanigans that takes place. There's a hashtag, Joe was right. And Dukes unfortunately finds out that may be true.
If you want to become a Chad Duke Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Duke Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.
There is a new phenomenon in the Chad Dukes Show fiefdom.
Okay.
In the shootverse is what I like to call it. And that is Joe was right. Hashtag Joe was right.
Oh.
And there's a lot of people that subscribe to that. And I see them all in the chat, which is fine. Everybody's opinion is their own. But if you want some, if allow me to throw some accelerant onto the hashtag Joe was right movement that is overtaking the shootverse like a virus. I texted 7 people to potentially go out for a steak dinner on me. And guess how many of them said yes?
7 people.
You know them all.
Oh, I'll give you six.
You'll say six said yes?
I think a steak dinner with you is a nice time. Mm. It's very nice.
I thought so, too. I thought we always have fun. I believe Steve Pie Taster, who was on the list, I believe he coined them the Joe Rogan dinner,
yeah.
Of course, which I always enjoyed. But every time we've gone on one, I've had a great time. So, no, it's not six. Six is not the affirmation, the affirmative.
Okay, can I take it down to four?
Four is a very good guess. No, not four.
No.
Four people. We didn't get to four. Spoiler alert. We were right there.
Now I'm running through the roster here.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough to. So if there's not four, then
one, two, three.
It's got to be one of those, right?
Three.
I got to go with. I think I'll go with three.
You're saying it was. You're saying three?
I'm saying
three.
What you're saying?
That's.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm afraid it's not three.
Oh, shit.
All right, you only have two guesses left.
All right, it's one or two.
You think?
Well.
You think it's one or two?
Well, I got to start doing some math here.
Okay.
Jim Jester abandoned his wife.
Yeah, I didn't invite Jim yet.
Oh.
Well, because I knew Jim was a 100% mortal lock, yes. So I wanted to see... the buffers were going to be there. Because he's not going to talk.
Sure.
And he's just going to cost me $130.
He's going to throw crab claws around.
Yeah, and he's going to hit me in the chest with a lobster claw and laugh in my face. I mean, I was going to invite him, but he was not one of the seven. I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
So you're down to...
I'm down to
one or two.
Okay. I got to go with... Two. I have to go with two.
Well, you would think that if it's not...
Shoot, if you hit the X, I'm good.
What?
No. One,
so you think it was two is what you're saying.
I think it has to be two.
Unfortunately, it wasn't two either.
Okay, I didn't guess five. Could it have been five?
Oh, you thought it's five?
I'm just saying, could it have been...
It was not.
What else did I guess?
Could have been, but it was not.
Oh my God, this sucks.
This for me.
I'm afraid not.
This not for me.
No, it's clearly not. I didn't invite him either, though.
Oh, gotcha.
I would probably take him. I just wanted to let everything cool off.
Sure.
Things are still cooling, by the way. Mm. Is your update? Still cooling. Ooh, boy. It's very cool. Joe Cool. That's what they call me. Oh, there goes Joe Cool. No one calls me that. I wish they did. That's a good nickname.
Well, I think now I'm reduced to have to guess one.
You have to guess one, and you would think that it would be one, incorrect.
No.
You would be incorrect. Unfortunately, it was...
Zero.
That's how many it was.
Zero.
Yeah.
You get nothing. You lose.
Here's me opening up a soda and then waiting for everyone to respond.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Zero. That's, you know. I know that there's people out there that are relishing in the Joe is Right phenomenon. I want to give them a little some kindling, you know, some fast burning stuff. So
yeah,
it's a pretty good place we go to. You know what I mean? Like food's pretty good.
It's really good.
Does everyone want to hear another funny revelation in regards to this particular announcement?
I like revelations, but that one wasn't as funny as I thought it would.
Right. Well, there's not a lot of humor. I would say in this a jocularity, unless gotcha. You know you like hardship. Tor was one of the people that told me to go fuck myself. One of the first. I said, hey, big man, I really appreciate all the work you're putting in on the show. Like to take you and Jimmy and the people that work out of the show out for some steaks.
I thought I slipped by.
You thought you snuck through?
I wasn't counting myself.
Fuck. Wow. That's why you started at six, I think, because you knew one person had to say no, because it was you. Well, of course I know him. He's me. Yeah. I love that meme. It's my favorite meme on the internet right now. Hey, who had all the fucking deviled eggs before I could put them out for everybody? Anybody know who did it? Well, of course I know him. He's me. Who drank 30 beers in one fucking night? Look at all these cans. Anyone know who did it? Well, of course I know him.
That's all me.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, that's a wake-up call, man. I mean, people don't like you, but, like, fucking people like steak. I mean, they fucking like steak. I don't know anybody that doesn't like steak.
I like both shoed and steak.
Tell you that, seafood?
They
got big lobster claws, little fucking crab meat, little joints. I know you like that.
We discussed me running around with the seafood
au gratin. So much au gratin. Just everywhere. Everything au gratin.
Like I was O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
that's all I want
to
do.
My goal was to get Tor. They have a giant seafood tray, and Tor was going to put it under his arm and then run through the restaurant like OJ in the airport.
A waiter could try to stop me.
Quick story about Othello and Blue Shorts. They do Hey Dude, which, of course, streams live on Friday nights.
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
You're talking about this show?
No. The podcast that Othello and Blue Shorts do. That's the
which one? They have a spinoff?
The title is called It Doesn't Matter.
Oh, I subscribe to Hey Dude. I don't know what you're listening to.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, but they stream at 9:30 on Friday nights, right?
Yeah.
So I had Barty on, and they were good at getting ready to do their show. So I was like, everybody go check it out. And then I scolded Dick and Ant-Man because they haven't signed up for their Patreon yet. Mm. And, of course, Barty keeps track of all those things. So if you don't want them on your bad side, you got to at least cough up the $4 a month. So go on over there and do that. Fucking Ant-Man. I'm in the pool yesterday. Ant-Man comes over. He's like, oh, man, did you catch the end of Hey Dude? And I was like, no, what happened? By the time I got off my stream, I was fucking hammered. So like, I couldn't fucking hang.
It's pizza time now.
It was pizza time. I waited no pizza line away, especially when it's pizza time. I like when he says pizza time, notice pizza mine. That's right. I like when he says that. Ant-Man goes to me, Sharks was shitting himself on a show, and then he got up and left the show and fucking left Barty and abandoned him, and he broke his chair, and the shit was fucking crazy, man. You got to pull the audio. And I was like, holy shit. Like, because Shorts, you know, I've talked about this on the program. When they do their show, Shorts has a tendency to get up and wander around.
Yeah.
Which it's probably not a good idea, but it's very Shortsy, I will say that. So I'm like, holy shit. Like, I got to pull this audio. Ant-Man's like, oh, yeah, you ain't going to believe it, man. Like, Barty was so pissed off. Like, Shorts just got up and left because he had to shit so bad. He said he ate some McDonald's and he had to shit. And I was like, well, my producer did the same thing.
Been there, yeah.
I go and I check out the show, and I watch the whole thing because I wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. That doesn't happen at all. Nothing like that happens. Shorts said that he had McDonald's for the first time in a long time. And when you have McDonald's for the first time in a long time, it messes your stomach up.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all that is said. So I have no fucking idea what Ant-Man was talking about, why he would make that story up, and then also say, like, where it is. I texted him this morning. I go, hey, man, because I'm watching the episode. I'm like, what the fuck is the timestamp?
What's the time? Yeah, when did this happen?
And he goes, oh, it's the last 5 minutes. This morning when he's sober. It's like, last 5 minutes, man. Just make sure you watch the last 5 minutes. Fucking crazy. They just end the show. Like, Short stands up and, like, the back of his chair has come off. But that is all that fucking happens. And I was like, I don't know what fucking crazy hallucinogen shit this guy is on. But, boy, did he waste my fucking time.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Because then I'm thinking I'm going fucking crazy. Like, I'm watching the wrong episode, or, like, I have the wrong time cue, yeah, or whatever the fuck that it is. So,
I mean, if you're off for about 30 seconds to a minute, it happens. You sent me something you wanted me to pull.
Yes.
You gave me a timestamp.
It was around there.
It was around there.
Did you pull that, by the way?
I was able to find it, yeah.
Where is it?
Top of board 2.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah.
Top of board 2?
Top of board 2. I feel like it would have been in higher use.
The Fortress of Solid Dudes.
How fucking crazy is that?
The Fortress of Solid Dudes.
That is the great Ron Bennington saying the Fortress of Solid Dudes, which is...
The Fortress of Solid Dudes.
Which is batshit. I was listening to... Do you remember which clip it was from?
It was
an old Ron and Fez.
Classic Shell Returns, something in that.
It was. I think it was their first episode on Raw Dog, is what it was.
The Return of Classic Shelb 2014.
Right, but the episode itself is the one where they were coming back, and they were doing a caption contest for their press photo, and they took a press photo of them all doing the Charlie's Angels pose, which is weird. And Ron was just distraught about it, and he thought it was the worst picture he's ever seen, and Fez loved it, and so they're doing a caption contest, and somebody fucking captioned this:
The Fortress of Solid Dudes,
which is nuts to me because I've only heard the Fortress of Solid Dudes in one place in my life. And it was in a Hawkeye comic book. It was a comic I was reading that Hawkeye was in, and he called his apartment the Fortress of Solid Dudes. And I said, that's a really great name for a fucking studio, yeah, and this was when I was canceled. I've never heard anyone else fucking say it. So to be listening to, you know, a 10-year-old episode of Ron and Fez, and to hear Ron say that.
The Fortress of Solid Dudes.
Like, it snapped me out of my fucking, you know, because you just have it on in the background.
Right.
You know? Like, I constantly have those segments going around my house. My wife's not happy. Like, I just walk around with my phone up to my ear for 18 straight hours. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you pulled that.
Yeah.
So now in the morning, when we record, it's like, hey, guess what's presented by Monk's Barbecue?
The Fortress of Solid Dudes.
That's way better. Isn't that way better?
That's very solid.
All right, good. Well, thank you for pulling that.
Yeah, Anthony, that's how timestamps work. And also, the other part of the equation, Dukes told me something that happened in the show, and it happened in the show.
Yeah.
So I was able to pull it.
I didn't make it up. I didn't just fucking say it for no reason whatsoever.
So that's just a couple of producer tips for you.
I don't get it,
if you're
man.
Looking for content.
I love the Ant-Man, but I don't fucking get it. And then I bought him a fucking mic. I bought him the mic that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're doing the show. And, like, everything's going great. And, like, his mic sounds good. And he goes to get, like, a sandwich or something. And he comes back. And his internet, I think he went and he just took a paperclip and shoved it into the back of his fucking router. Because the internet just, it halved in speed. And he would just be locked up. And it was fucking nuts. He is a weirdo to do a show with. But, there's some levity there as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll join us on Friday, but he might stop by.
I hope not.
To share in some tour time.
Everybody, the Chad Dukes Show Spotify page has updated playlists for your listening pleasure, including songs handpicked for our Tennessee road trip and 90s country playlists. Just follow the Chad Dukes Show on Spotify and you'll see all of the show's favorite tunes.
I wish I knew exactly what Ant-Man was thinking. Good Lord, I've had my flubs, but making something up, I don't know how to wrap my head around that one. But Tuesday, Dukes and Tour, they have another solid episode here in the Fortress. Dukes takes us into his latest interactions with his Peloton trainer. Octopus News returns. We put another embargo on shrimp chips. Stop bringing those to the store, please. The boys answer your emails on another segment of Ask Shude. And a big show announcement takes a bit of an odd turn, which is exactly what I have for you. Very entertaining. I don't know if you know, this past Wednesday, we had myself, Lottie Dottie. We came in and recorded Dukes of Thunder, a show dedicated to Days of Thunder because we all love that movie. There's a shirt being made available with a really cool URL on the back of the shirt that you're going to scan once you get your shirt that will then give you the download to the show, which is such a cool way to distribute this episode. But as Chad is more elegant than I, let me let him give you all the information.
Friendos, if you're in the area, make sure you visit Commonwealth Dry Goods in scenic Old Town Fairfax. They have the very best in local candles, peanuts, gifts, chocolates, olive oil, hot sauce, along with ice-cold cheer wine, and both types of music on vinyl. You can check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Commonwealth Dry Goods or order online today at CommonwealthDryGoods.com.
I, of course, recently brought the movie Days of Thunder to the Fortress Film Society and tore the music. Tour the music now.
All right, here we go.
Tour the music quickly.
I thought there was going to be a different music before this music.
Greenwald, the lights!
We got some music coming here.
The switch behind you, hurry! I brought the film Days of Thunder to a couple of uninitiated, but we are initiated, aren't we, Bruce? And it was a home run, except for Goat. He didn't like it. Don't know why. Goat's a weird dude. But Jester loved it. The Tube loved it. I guess a lot of you have not seen Days of Thunder until I started fucking blithering incoherently about it about a week ago. And had a lot of fun. I let you in on one of my rogue theories that I have about the film, which I'm sure will be discussed in detail in just a couple of few, because it is now confirmed this Wednesday I will be recording Dukes of Thunder, the Days of Thunder one-off podcast. Yes, it's happening. Get fucking fired up. Put Cold Trickle into the wall. He's going high. No, he's going low. Great job, Russ. Boy, I tell you what, you're a genius. I wonder why you were available, fuckhead. Look, I know Rowdy Burton's a tough guy, but if I fucking have bleeding on the brain, I'm going to go to the doctor. Holy shit. Duvall's eating an ice cream bar while his fucking driver's life is in jeopardy.
This is still the plug shoot.
What? I thought I was just going to do the episode.
No.
Well, just tape from here on out. Dukes of Thunder, baby. That's right. My Vince is back.
No, I don't need Vince the Thunder.
If we don't get a sponsor, you're fine. That's right. Put on that pink Superflow hat like.
Oh, you might want to edit that part.
So does Xavier pay attention? As I see, angry Vince sometimes gets out of control. You've heard the words he's used. You heard what he called John Cena that one time? Don't look it up. What was I saying? Days of Thunder. You alright, Tor?
Yeah.
Of course, I know the Hardy sponsor is probably your favorite because you spend $17 in the drive-thru.
Easily.
We're going to be doing it, and I'm not coming alone. That's right. We come together. On this show, we all come together. Sweet Daddy James, of course, will be producing this fiasco as he is a hardcore fan. And Cinema's The Tube will be joining me to co-host as well. He was very excited. He generally isn't very excited whenever I ask him to do things, but he was stoked. So we're going to tape it on Wednesday. And here's where it works for you. Tour the music. Tour the music quickly. Tour the music. Oh, thank you. I didn't hear any music for a moment. Threw me into a panic. I fucking freaked out. I pinned out the RPMs. Burned the fucking engine out. A little dot, little machine doesn't lie. Tore 9,000 RPM. That's not good. We're going to do drafting. First, I'm going to explain what drafting is on Nicole Kidman's fucking pasty white thigh. And then I'm going to claim that I'm going to draft Russ Wheeler, but then I'm just going to get slammed to the wall a bunch of times and somehow win the race. I love this movie. It doesn't sound like it right now, but I do.
Still in the plug shoot.
Sorry. It's the longest plug of all time. We're going to get to it all. We're going to have our full assessment of the movie. I have some thoughts that I haven't shared on the show. Some conspiracy theories. We have a news segment, Days of Thunder in the News. Very happy about that as well. And we won't be held back by the fucking Grinch of Days of Thunder. Loud Goat. We kicked him to the curb. He can go watch his fucking 1930s television all he wants. Do they have TV in the 30s? I don't even know. Very excited. He'll be watching Comet all afternoon. And fucking Tube and I will be talking about the stock cars. Not open wheel racing. No. ESPN, they have tremendous coverage. We're going to go ahead and do a whole show. Now, here's how you get it. We're not doing CDs because I'm tired of taking your shit. I imagine I'll take shit for this too, but it's a new idea, so maybe the shit won't come until after we do this in the second round. On Wednesday, here's how this works. And if you're not interested in Days of Thunder, you can just avoid this whole thing like the fucking plague. But I'm telling you, it's going to be good. On Thursday. Wait, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Sorry. You fuck up the date of Dukes of Thunder one more time, you're going to crawl around like a dog.
I won't be tuning in. That's my bag. You know what is my bag? Perry Mason.
Sure, this isn't a good theme song, Goat. You stick in the mud. We go out and watch fucking 12-year-olds play Skullgirls next week. Have fun with that shit. Hack. This is a weird plug.
What are we doing here, man?
I know, and also Goat's coming in right after we do this New Fortress Film Society. This is going to be awkward. Sorry, Goat.
Smells like shit in here. It smells like burnt rubber and bad podcast. Why would anyone buy this garbage? Did I miss anything?
It doesn't seem so.
I sure do miss Jeff Halperin, though. Ally Afraidy's dong, that's what I miss.
I'm Goat.
And I'm Loud Goat. Yes, Peter Bondra's yam bag. I don't want to miss that, a clean shot.
So like Mike Knuble in front of the goal. Tube and I are going to be in front of this one. And here's the way that you're going to be able to listen to Dukes of Thunder. You say, Dukes, I pay for a subscription. Why are you charging me for a fucking show? Because I am. That's because it's what I do. Here's how it's going to work. On Wednesday, we'll post when this happens. So you need to be following us on social media. I'll post it on all the various social medias. There will be a link that goes live to buy your very own Dukes of Thunder official show t-shirt. All right, Tor?
I'm following.
An official t-shirt. Now, most t-shirts that I sell, you're just cash grab. I'll give you that. But this one's different. Not only do you get a beautiful t-shirt, on the back of the t-shirt, right next to where my little show logo goes, there will be a QR code. Ah. You take your stupid phone out, you scan the QR code, it will take you to a website where you will be able to download the episode of Dukes of Thunder to listen in any portable device you would deem fit. And then you can burn it to a CD if you want to. All right?
Attaway, shoot. Butt fucking all the complainers.
Fuck them. Can you fucking cart that up for me, please?
Sorry. Be weird with the music behind it.
That's it, shoot! Butt fuck the hell out of him!
I mean, shit!
I mean, god damn it! Are you fucking with me? That's right. We're gonna throw it to him like Tom Cruise threw it to that doctor after she gave him the concussion report.
Song got me a little fired up.
I'll tell you what! I don't want to Nicole Kidman. You're a foot taller than me. Oh, let's fuck up these rental cars. Did they get insurance on those rental cars? All right, if you two monkeys don't want to sit down and have a fucking steak with me, I'm going to whip your ass.
My Fred Thompson impression. Love that guy.
You ever heard about what the Japanese do? I'll tell you what we do. We drop bombs on them, sir. It's 2023. What?
Goodness.
You can't be saying these are the president NASCAR. Okay, so buy the shirt. Shirt comes with the show. There you go. All right, that's it. Limited edition. We're not making a bunch of them because no one's gonna buy them. But that's the plan. Something new, something fun, something fresh, and then that way, Tor. You know, I like the CDs. It's nice collectibles sit up there up on the shelf. But it's, you know, not all that functional after you listen to the show. Now you can wear your tee around and show people that Robin is racing, which of course we all know that. Drop the hammer whenever you want. That's what I say. Unless you're Goat, then you want to drop the hammer and sickle. No. Fucking communist. Doesn't like Days of Thunder. All right, so there it is. On Wednesday, be looking for the announcement. The link will go live, and then once they're sold out, they're sold out, but we'll have all the sizes. So, Bustles told me that just a few years ago, the top seller was XL.
Sure.
And like that is now 3XL. The audience is not getting smaller. And I can definitely relate. So we'll go ahead and we'll make that happen. But that's going to be fun. And I think what Tor wanted me to do is he made an intro for the show, which I have not heard. But if it stinks, I didn't want it to ruin the announcement. So I figure I can give that a screening now.
That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, announcements out of the way.
All right, here we go. This is the intro that Tor has made for Dukes of Thunder.
Welcome everybody to Dukes of Thunder. With Shude Wheeler and Dottie Burns.
That's pretty to the point.
Yeah.
Although, what's with all the farts at the beginning?
No, that's a NASCAR engine revving up.
Really? That's a bunch of farts.
Welcome, everybody, to Dukes of Thunder. With Shude Wheeler and Dottie Burns.
That's not what a NASCAR is. That sounds like a NASCAR.
Well, that's a NASCAR passing by. The original, and I promise it is not a fart.
That sounds like you after fucking $17 for the McDonald's.
Dukes of Thunder with Shude Wheeler and Dottie Burns.
I don't know, man. Let's hear it one more time.
Okay. Now, everybody, that was not part of the intro.
You can't tell me that's not a fart.
That's a different fart noise.
What are you talking about?
Again, these are not things that I did not put that into the intro.
I'm taking this seriously, goddammit. I can't have you taping yourself farting and then putting it into production.
It's a stock car starting up.
All right. I'll take your word for that.
I promise it's not a fart.
Let's do it one more time.
No, this is not the start of... I can't stand that you laughed in the during that because you knew what was going on.
I knew what I had done.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Not the greatest theme song. How does Goat not like that movie? Suck it up tight, man. He's too uptight. All right. Fat Goat would have liked that movie, by the way. If he was still Fat Goat,
you think he'd
love
that. He's changed.
Oh, he's fucking changed a lot.
The best barbecue in Virginia can only be found at Monk's Barbecue in Purcellville, Virginia. Check them out at Monk's BBQ on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and at monksq.com.
The Dukes of Thunder show, I can vouch, is very entertaining. If you're even remotely into the movie, you're going to love the show. If you're into this show, you're going to love the show. And the delivery method is probably one of the most creative things I've heard in a while. So you get a shirt and a show. How do you go wrong? Wednesday, I was not quite sure how this show was going to go. I wasn't quite sure who was going to be here, but turns out it was Shude, joined by Ant-Man, Dick Smokan, myself, and the return of Kokomo Joe. We open up the show with a little bit of a pant swap because we wonder if my big ass can fit into Dick Smokan's little ass jeans. Now that we've let about a week pass, there was an attempt to clear the air, which I'm not quite sure got rid of all the awkwardness. And of course, we have our weekly installment of the BMI. I really can't think of a better way to start a show than we did with just the simplest question of asking me if I thought I could fit in to Dick Smokan's pants.
The Virginia Pizza Crusade is on a mission to find the best slices in the Commonwealth. To keep up with the reviews, be sure to follow the Virginia Pizza Crusade on Instagram, at Virginia Pizza Crusade.
Want to remind everybody that I'll be streaming with Reverend Peyton to do the UFO show. Been putting a lot of prep into that. So that'll be 3 p.m. YouTube.com/ChadDukeShow. And while I am plugging that, thank you so much to everybody that has checked it out. We had 20,000 hours of viewed content.
Nice.
Which, right. I don't fucking know.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's
sounds like a lot.
Well, it sounds like a lot, except for when, you know, you look at real YouTube channels and you're like, oh, it's not a lot. But it's something. And when I log in and there's a little, they give you a little thing telling you you're not a piece of shit. I don't get that a lot of places. So I was like, oh, this is nice. So.
Hey, what does that feel like?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
Nick doesn't get that at home or at work.
Nope, never.
Or here. That'll be at 3 p.m. Well, it's not tomorrow. Jesus fucking Christ. So an hour from when this is up.
Yeah.
And then there'll be replays because it'll be just sitting there.
Just sit
there.
That's
what all they do. They just sit there. You know how fucking angry I am when I log in and the top two episodes are the Big O and Dukes radio file and then stupid Gigantor on the fucking Solid Dudes episode.
That's so weird.
My God.
Yeah. I don't know what that. Yeah.
I've put so much stuff up there and nobody cares. Like it is what it is.
Just care about friends of yours with big thighs.
They really love thighs.
That's all it is.
Although Ant-Man's been on a lot of episodes, they don't get that type of traction.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's abrasive though. So
what if they have pipe cleaner thighs? What about that? Because Jim's been on there many times.
Well. Yeah. Pipe cleaner thighs.
We're gonna combine Ant-Man and Jim's thighs and upper body and have one just husky gentleman.
I wonder if Jim could wear my pants one night. He's got legs.
He could probably wear
like
them
could.
Tonight. You
all know, right.
If you wanted him to.
I don't see why not.
All right, let's put him on.
Right now?
Yeah, take your pants off. No. Let's get some of this tension out of the room.
Look, they've already got a rip in them too.
Dick, are you prepared to never be able to use these pants again?
Yeah.
Because I mean, look how baggy Jim's fucking pants are. I'm not saying his legs are big, but he wears size 78 inch waist.
He's gonna make that.
Oh Lord,
oh Jesus Christ!
Did we get that on camera? I don't think that showed up on camera. Yeah, Jim, if we could get that on camera, that'd be.
Yeah,
right. God, it's right behind Ant-Man.
Yes. Turn around, Ant.
I don't want to turn around.
You want to pull that shirt off, dude? Do you want to? It'll make up for the trash cans, trash bags. Oh, there we go. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Dude, his legs. Are...
get off of
I need
here.
A gift for that. I need a gift for that.
Solo con Wookie.
Solo con Wookie.
Jester, is that the tattoo of Orion's belt on your belly?
It's not bad. It's not the best, but it's not bad. No, don't be self-conscious, Jim. You look way better. The fucking hernia is gone. You got the three kings heading towards Jesus right there in the middle.
It looks so crazy now that he has a normal belly button.
I love it.
Well, not normal, but like it looks
normal. It's about as normal as a belly button can get.
They're tight on your legs.
No. All right, Dick's pants are off here, boss.
Your legs are tiny, Jim.
Hey,
Where are your pants?
Yeah, where aren't your pants off, Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Take yours off. I'm not taking mine off.
Take yours off, too. Where are you why are you going over there, Jim? Oh, you getting on camera?
Dick needs pants to put on.
Wait, Dick's going to put on Jester's pants?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
That's ballsy.
Why do you need a belt?
Hey, Dick, I hope you like mustiness.
Yeah.
Am I going to get pregnant?
Oh, man.
Old Dude, look at that big
hand. You want your keys?
Are they musty?
They're a little musty.
Yeah. Jester's an electric.
Oh, dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Is he getting them on?
Yeah.
He's got one leg in the stirrups.
Oh, my God.
Dick, you're not getting these pants back. All right, oh, don't fall, Jimmy. Biker Sean, make sure he doesn't fall, please. Oh, he's got him up his fucking thighs.
They're going to cause a blood clot.
I'm going to cause a blood clot if I take a deep breath. Oh, this is the best opening ever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look how big fucking Jester's pants are. Oh, my.
98 Honda Accord.
The problem is Jimmy's got that.
Did he get him up? Did Jimmy get him up?
I mean, yeah, except for his ass.
Oh, shit. All right, now, Dick, go over there and see if John Page can get in those pants with you. All right, here we go.
John.
It's the way you start an episode right here, Jack.
Oh, they're stretchy waist.
I better be getting some vent. Oh, of course you think they're normal waist? Get them Nacho Libre joints. All right, Jim, pull them up.
Jimmy, can you do a high kick in them?
I can't believe we actually need Kevin Smith in here. No one will take any pictures. Look at these fucking jagaloons. Snap some pics. Oh, is that a snap kick?
Right,
holy shit. Oh, my God. Is that John Bones Jones? Oh, my God.
Joe Rogan would be going crazy
oh,
with
hell
his leg
yeah,
kicks.
Those leg kicks. Yeah. Why won't John Rage get in the pants with piss?
I got up. I'm sorry.
Come on, get in there.
Dude, this is fucking
wild. Don't tear your elbow again, you fucking weirdo. All right, get in. Push him down. Push him down a little bit. All right, now. All right, now, John, step into him. Take your shoes off.
Well, undo the button.
Hop in.
All right, step in. You guys want to go ass to the crotch or crotch to ass?
Crotch to crotch.
Crotch to crotch. All right. Yeah, that's definitely.
That's weird.
All right, come on, get in there. All right, he's got one leg in with piss. Don't fall over now.
Both of their feet are at the bottom.
Get in there, John.
Get in here.
All right, pull it up over his ass. Pull the waistband up over his ass. Pull it up over his ass. He's almost there. Guys, don't let him fall. They can really get fucked up. Joe, help him out. Help him out. Pull him up.
Dude, both of their feet are completely through the bottom of the pants.
Oh, my God. They're definitely helmet tapping.
Oh.
This is turgid.
Unbutton it so it doesn't burst.
One of them is rock hard right now. Holy shit, they both fit in! Get a picture! Get a picture, they both fit in!
Of course Joe broke the fucking button
Oh
off.
No, they tore!
They broke my button!
Oh no! The button is broken!
Oh,
no.
All right,
get him out of those pants!
We can't take any steps.
Is there any more room for Paige in those pants? Where are you guys going now? Now they're headed down to the bathroom. All right, get out of the pants. Are you guys sitting down together?
Yeah, but who's
going to
be on the bottom?
Yeah, Sean. Joe, get the chair over so they can host the show. Yeah, they need to host the show. It's like thing one and thing two. Oh, yeah. Is there any chance that chair is going to hold them?
No. Well, it holds Jim.
That's a good point.
They're about the same weight.
All right, now come over and host the show. Come on. There we go. Scooch him over. I'd like to welcome in my guest, John Page Smoke.
You take the other one.
I don't know what it is.
John Page hand.
There we go. All right.
Smoke John Dick.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't come out the way I want.
These pants are destroyed.
Hey, what the hell? He still has his pants on
you know
under
what,
the pants.
You know what those guys...
Where am I?
You know what those guys are doing? Hey, man, you won't get this. Dick, well, they're thumping mules.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time we've had a thumping mules appearance in years.
They want to see John Page panic real quick?
Yeah, please.
Honestly, that's
you start swiveling around, we're all gonna panic. All right, get out. Get out of the pants. Get out of those pants. Right. Fucking guys are insane.
Okay. Whose feet are going out?
What is going on? Yeah, get
yours?
Maybe you should both take the pants off.
Yeah, he should have had his pants off. I feel exposed.
Yeah, why is Paige's pants on underneath the pants if he's already wearing pants?
What the hell? I jumped in.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair
enough. Well, Jimmy's going to – now he has no pairs of pants
left.
Yeah,
Jimmy, what are you going to do?
Joe's handing him his button.
Oh, my mom can sew that.
Button.
What are you going to wear now, though?
Is he still wearing underwear?
No, I'm saying to work tomorrow.
Okay. He's only got the one pair of pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's right there. I got to check laundry.
Yeah, maybe they'll find some trash bags wherever the pants are. Oh, he threw the pants in Ant-Man's face. Oh, the Must Brothers. That's the name of my favorite electronica band.
God, those are really warm.
And musty.
They're musty.
Well, they've had three dudes in them in the past 3 minutes.
Wait, did we mess up the button?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh. Dick, how's yours?
Is this just this keys? Or is this yours?
No, those are whoever found
them. Those are mine.
Finders keepers.
No, those are mine.
You could definitely get a double gulp for what you could trade in for that car.
That was gas in it.
Yeah. Maybe even a Slim Jim, depending on how recently he changed the oil. Yeah. All right, now how are your pants, Dick?
Looser. Nice. Not much, though, actually.
You're welcome.
Pretty comfortable.
I don't know. You were on a streak there. It seemed pretty easy to get into your pants.
Oh, wasn't that difficult.
All right, well, that's certainly...
That was interesting.
Had blood off all the tension in the room. David Ashmeyer said, poor Jim is going to be riding home in his underwear. It's a lock. He hits a DUI checkpoint.
Yeah. God, damn it. Bite your tongue.
Tonight's the night, right? Like,
I hope not.
Well, but Jim, if they pull you over, what are you going to say? I have a bunch of dudes jumped in my pants earlier.
It's not the worst argument.
Yeah. Well, it's not an argument. It's what happened.
You're going to have to take them off to do the DWI.
The checkpoint. Yeah.
Because you're not going to be able to walk in those.
Well, there's no purpose of putting them back on.
He almost got on.
That's true.
Damn it. I tried really hard.
No, it was close. It wasn't bad.
Damn you.
After all that, I thought I was going to pull my phone out. I was going to be like, oh, my God, I can retire now with all this. That's not the case. But I do have one here, Jim.
Oh, all right.
You ready for this? Adam Kinneman, thank you so very, very much for the beautiful Venmo. Jim will unfettered now. He's feeling the breeze on them tiny thighs.
Dude, his legs are fucking bizarre.
It's really strange. Do you like cold sculpt your legs every weekend or something?
No, just heavy in the belly.
Just it all goes to the belly.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're way less heavy in the belly as we found out last Friday night.
It's true. Not less heavy enough, but less heavy.
Less heavy enough.
What were you down to again?
I don't remember.
I don't think he's down to anything now. Yeah. I think he's heading back in the other direction.
Yeah. That's like, so are you at 320 now?
Probably 325-ish.
Okay, so you're definitely moving back north.
You're moving up fast.
Oh. Not fast, but...
It was 312 a month ago. You're on like a 3 to 4 pounds
a week. A month ago? He claimed he was still losing weight like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but that was all bullshit. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man, you got him?
I sure do. Hooray to Roy.
There you go. I'll tell you what, this is a slam bang start to the fucking show tonight.
Do you know that for about 90 seconds there, John Rage and my penises were like pressed against
him? Yeah.
Like fully. I'm kind of disappointed he had jeans on because, you know.
You know, you guys are like, you're like those two fucking eels in the Little Mermaid that like swim around together.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there's no video for this one, right? This show?
Oh, no.
No.
I'm sure.
All right, good.
I'm
That's
sure
good.
That won't pop up everywhere.
All right. I'm sure it won't be. Jim, we're good.
Hey, Dirk, you know what to do. Yeah. Make like Andre 3000. You know what to do. Oh, boy.
What the fuck, Dick?
Well, I just think that he's going to be happy with the reels and stories.
I'm tired of you getting all the video credits.
But believe me.
I'll tell you what, man.
I wish I didn't have that many.
If you want to upstage Joe's mighty return to the show after his epic blow up, all you got to do is have two dudes jump into Jester's pants. Yeah.
She's got a man bagging Jester's pants.
Yeah. I don't think they know about man bagging, Dick. I don't think these guys know about it.
You know, if anybody wants to come back that's been a jerk within the past few years, that's the rite of initiation.
Man bag?
Get back in Jester's pants.
Yeah, but it's also got to be, it's a weird combination. It's got to be in Jester's pants with John Rage. And that's, you got to get both of them in the same room at the same time.
And I have to get in their pants.
And the person who left just has to watch.
Yeah.
Other people. It's kind of weird, but all right.
And then Joe's got to, and then the person that left originally has got to rip the button off all the fucking.
Makes them unwearable.
You're humping each other.
If you're interested in buying or selling a home, there's only one person you should call, and that's Joe Azer. You can reach him at 571-989-2937. That's 571-989-AZER.
As this show is being made available to you guys right now, my mother is currently at my house watching my children as I am probably at this point almost to New Jersey for a Metallica concert, which I'm super stoked for. She should be currently sewing the button back on my pants because I need those for work. God damn it. That was so funny and borderline upsetting that two people got into my pants, but that's fine. Thursday, Fortress Film Society, we all gathered back together, Lottie Dottie, Loud Goat, Big Shoot, and myself. We give our thoughts and ratings on Loud Goat's movie pick Sisu from 2022. Snake Eyes from 1998, starring Nicolas Cage and Gary Sinise, as well as The Big Sleep from 1946 with Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. We get the next movie pick from Dukes. We have a plethora of other films to get through before the next show. And we give our thoughts on the recent IMAX news and controversy with the upcoming new release of Dune 2 and The Marvels. I thought this was interesting because The Big Sleep from 1946, it is the oldest movie that we've ever reviewed on the Fortress Film Society. So I have that review for you guys right now. If you haven't seen it, want to check it out beforehand, hit pause, go watch, come back, and just hit play.
If you want to become a Chad Dukes Show Facebook subscriber, it's very, very easy. Head to the Chad Dukes Show on Facebook, hit the Subscriber Hub button, and follow the steps to gain access to the secret supporter group chat and get the bonus show video backlogs.
Our final movie of the evening. I don't remember. Oh, because we watched The Long Goodbye.
Yes.
Which was good. And then I think that it was a Philip Marlowe movie. Mm-hmm. And I was completely ignorant to the fact that that character has been in all these other movies. And it's been portrayed by some titans of industry, including Humphrey Bogart. And saw that on the list. And it is universally lauded. Certainly a movie that I had heard of but never seen. And I think that it's, you know, from 1946, so I think a lot of people get put off by movies that are of that era because mm-hmm. it's just, you know, it almost feels like it's another dimension. But
it really does.
Yeah, but it does. That kind of sucks. Like, open up your mind. You know,
I agree.
Be willing to try new shit, and especially stuff that is clearly so influential on the things that you like. Like, give it a shot. Like, black and white subtitles, whatever. Just, like, fucking, it's 2 hours out of your day. Like, give it some time.
And I think that if more people said, oh, I really like this Joker movie, and you said, well, you know, it's based probably a lot on the King of Comedy, and they're just like, hey, fuck you. It's like, well, maybe go watch the King of Comedy.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't
like movies that feel sweaty, so I'm not watching the King of Comedy.
I don't mean to like sound like an asshole. I have very little patience though for people that are like, oh, that's
old.
Came out in the 40s. Like, that can't be good.
Right.
That won't hold my attention. They're like, then something's wrong with you, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you're giving
fucking
people too much credit because now they say it came out in the 80s or the 90s.
No shit, dude.
I mean, when that fucking Batman movie came out, everybody's saying, well, this is very similar to Seven. And it's just like, well, maybe you'd like Seven, too. I don't know. Check it out.
Worth a watch.
The Big Sleep, 1946, 97% from the critics, 91% from the audience. It stars a whole bunch of people, Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart. I believe they were married at the time.
Yeah,
in this movie.
They were not. They started.
Oh, they were
an
married
affair during this movie.
Did they really?
They were married by the time it came out.
By the time it came out, he had divorced his wife, and they were already married. Apparently, Bogart was a drunken mess on set at times because he was dealing with personal turmoil with his affair with Lauren Bacall, and his, I guess, wife was very upset with him. So at times he was drunk and a little hard to direct by Howard Hawks. And then by the time, the movie came out, him and Bacall were married, which, I mean, who can blame either of them? Striking individuals.
Agreed. Howard Hawks, of course, one of the most prolific directors of all time, Bravo.
Made the original Scarface.
Yeah, El Dorado, one of my favorite movies of all time, which I hope you guys, if you haven't seen, check it out. The Thing, I believe the original
mm-hmm.
Thing was
mm-hmm.
it. So it's it's a hard-boiled noir movie. It has a lot of the characteristics. It's incredibly confusing. I don't know if it was for you guys. I just, these movies, I have to wait to the end and then just realize I'm not going to understand what's going on until the end.
I think the hardest thing about this movie was all the names.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I didn't know who anyone was.
A lot of names,
and
many
they people all in the
sounded
same,
similar.
And many people in the same family didn't have the same name.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, Mrs. Rutledge, but it's Sternwood's sister, but where's her husband? I don't know what's... Okay, fine.
I'm
just going to wait for the last 5 minutes for the big piece together.
That's exactly
that's
what I did.
What happens. So.
One thing I did love about this from the very beginning was the big Warner Brothers logo with the with the Jack Warner producer in big letters attached to the logo. Like, you just don't see that a lot in movies. And I thought that was such like an amazing relic and just like a very pretty image to start things off with the overture and everything.
And the like visual effect of the like wavy. The wavy effect on the transitions between the different slides of credits was just like it looked beyond its years. Like it looked like a more modern effect, which was really impressive.
Also important to note, I did some research after I watched this. This is the oldest movie we've ever covered on the show.
Is it really?
1946.
Okay. It's kind of surprising to me.
Night of the Hunter was 55, I think.
Was that the previous record holder?
I think so. So this is, we had never done a movie from the 40s before, and 46 is back there, which is cool. I mean, like, what I love is when we do we talked about it at the beginning, very different movies. Like, that's how I watch shit at home, is I like to watch something that was completely different than the last thing I watched. So I love when we go from something like Snake Eyes to a movie like this.
Yeah, it's a bit of a culture shock. Yeah. I thought Eddie Mars was everyone. Every time I saw someone on screen, I'm like, that's Eddie Mars.
And some of the names were very normal, so they were hard to remember. They weren't remarkable names, so like Eddie Mars was at least like that's at least a unique name. But it's like, you know, Joe Brody or, you know, whatever, it's like, oh, that's a normal name. That's John Smith, he's going to be coming, he's part of the big reveal at the end. It's like,
I thought Agnes was going to be a really big deal. She didn't end up, I don't think, being as big a deal. I love the girl, my wife popped for her too, the girl taxi cab
driver.
She
was awesome.
I loved her.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm your girl, mister. He goes, well, it could be a lot worse or something. He had like a little quip for her too. She's like, what are you fucking saying?
Day or night? She goes, well, preferably night. I work during the day. He is fucking and sucking through this whole movie.
Not though. He could fucking suck through the whole movie.
He's putting in the work.
Yeah.
You don't think he's banging the bookstore lady?
Here's what I know. Is it every time
she
I turn
had a
around.
A lot of time to kill.
She wanted it. She locked the door and shut the blinds.
Every time I turn around, there was a dime trying to sit on his dick. And I'm like, God damn, fucking Humphrey Bogart.
I'll say this.
That bookstore lady could get it.
At the beginning, the actress is Martha Vickers. But Carmen, at the very beginning, she comes down the stairs and what is it like? The skirt or something, and I started like skulking around my living room a little bit watching.
She's biting on her nail. I'm like, what the fuck, how old is this fucking girl? And she's trying to fuck everybody.
You're cute.
I'm like, am I really? What are you doped up on now?
And you're high as a kite.
Yeah. I watched this movie. I think I texted you guys. I said, this is a real movie.
Yeah. Capital
this is
M
a
movie.
Fucking movie. And I forgot when I was screaming about this. I think it was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens in this movie. It's people walking in and out of rooms. There's no dinosaurs. There's no spaceships. It's just people walking in and out of rooms talking to each other.
There's some shootouts, but they're
it could be a play. That movie could be a play.
Yeah.
You know, and I just like.
It's star power and lighting and music. Dude, I mean, that is what makes this movie.
I was sitting, leaning forward, watching this whole fucking movie, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, but we've lost it. I mean, maybe every once in a while it pops its head up, but I was. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I had no idea what was going on the whole movie.
I think that was, there were some times where I would have to kick it back, you know, the little 10-second rewind just to be like, hey, what, I can't imagine if I had seen this in the theater back in the day when it first came out, I would have been just baffled and just enjoying the fact that there are moving pictures on the screen, drooling into my popcorn, going like, there's Humphrey Bogart. This is fun. I have no idea what's going on.
And Humphrey Bogart, he's a fucking I don't want to shit on Jason Momoa. Like, he's a handsome man. I've enjoyed things he's in. But, like, to say that Jason Momoa is doing what Humphrey Bogart was doing in this movie, it's like, no, you're not. You're doing something else.
Are you a Casablanca guy?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I like it.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim?
Never seen it.
Well, that's a depressing thing.
I don't have to ask Goat.
Goat has not seen it.
I feel like...
Have you not seen Casablanca?
What? No, I'm saying I don't have to ask Goat because I know his stance on it.
Really?
On Casablanca.
You do?
What's my stance on it?
That's fucking awesome. I feel like we were fast friends over that movie.
When did this happen?
When we first met.
Wait,
where was I? Not on that group chat.
No.
I mean,
you were on the other side of the room while he was getting shoved into an Uber.
You were on stage at Jam and Java.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Goat and I became friends because we talked about wrestling and black and white movies.
I've just never heard Goat mention Casablanca. That's all. I'm glad you like it. It's a good movie. And also, it's a movie that you can get away with as a dude where, like, your wife wants to watch it every single time it's on. You're like, all right.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. adore that movie. That was a big one, like, when I was getting into movies and trying to watch the classics. That was one that, like, really stuck with
me. I mean, it's one of the most remarkable and well-known movies. It's right up there.
It is so excellent. I mean, yeah.
But anywho.
Movie podcast says Casablanca is good.
It's edgy. It's definitely edgy.
The hottest of hot takes.
Yeah.
But you do, I mean.
Next up is Citizen Kane, underrated.
Well, the Shining.
Fucking Tube doesn't like that movie. He told me down in the pisser. He said he got into a car accident on the way to Citizen Kane, so he got a 2 out of 5.
Might have been emulating one of our co-hosts.
Hey, wait a minute.
Bogart is a 10 in this movie.
He's awesome.
And he's just, you know, he's doing what he does, but he's methodical. And I kind of like the angle. Marlowe reminds me a little bit of John McClane, where he's going to get his ass kicked at some point during the fucking movie. And that's kind of, he's not Iron Man. Captain Marvel's better. Like, nobody can touch Captain Marvel. Like, he's the opposite of whatever that is. He's just a dude.
Yeah.
And he gets by on his wits, and he's in situations where there's guys with guns, bad guys with guns, and he talks his way out of it. But he also doesn't cuck to anyone. He's just an asshole the whole time.
He was never, never more than a nanosecond away from a snappy reply, which I really appreciate.
Or getting shot. You know, I feel like they're just saying the wrong thing and getting blasted.
It stuck out to me, actually, in contrasting the two movies, how spot on Elliot Gould's performance was in the muttering under his breath, just saying whatever to anybody and having something like snarky to come back at anybody, even if they were in a position of authority or a direct threat. He didn't care. He was like, all right, well, I guess what? The one-liners, the comebacks, and the overall disregard for anybody's position or station in the societal order, because whatever, you're just another person on the planet and I don't care. Like, that was that thread between the two portrayals of this character really stuck out to me, like 5 minutes in when he goes to meet the colonel or whatever, the general.
And he's telling the guy to his face how your daughter just tried to bang me in the other room.
Yeah.
Which I really respect. Imagine being, though, Elliot Gould. It'd be like if someone came up to Chris Evans and said, hey, did you see Daniel Plainview? We're going to make another Daniel Plainview movie, and you're going to play Daniel Plainview. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm not going to fucking do that.
Is this before or after the bowling alley?
Are you fucking insane? It would be interesting to try to be offered that and say, you're going to have to play who Bogart played in this movie. Like, I don't, maybe I'll do something else because I'm not going to be able to live up to that.
I'm interested in checking out the other version with Robert Mitchum.
Yeah.
I'm definitely interested in checking that out.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't say they are entirely dissimilar personalities, but vastly different just kind of characters overall. Yeah. Like, they are not exactly the same on-screen visage, for sure. And so I think Robert Mitchum feels more like he's made out of leather and could get away with talking just a whole lot of mess to everybody and backing it up. Where, like you said, with Bogart, just his physical stature.
He's a buck 40.
It's like, all right, he's going to end up on the wrong end of an argument at some point.
You think Mitchum calls anyone sugar bumps in that movie?
It's me. Sugar bumps. Well, that's Jack Palance, of course, right? What am I missing out? You doing a different reference than I thought?
Well, he opens the scene. That you, Sugar Bumps? And then, Jack.
No. Jack Palance.
Is that Jack Palance in that movie?
You think it's Robert Mitchum.
Is Mitchum not in Batman?
No.
Fucking. All right, hey.
It's all right. Goat thought that Jack Black was in fucking Nirvana.
No, Kyle Gass, please.
And he was he was sober. I'm drunk.
That is fun.
I got to be honest. I think I've gone the last 10 years of my life thinking Robert Mitchum was in Batman.
No one's going to. Don't make you a bad person. So.
No, giving Snake Eyes a 3.5 makes you a bad person.
Yeah, is that me?
I'm a 3.
Yeah, I said 3.5. What the fuck did I do? I fucking told you about the movie. Jesus Christ. Everyone's so defensive. I love this movie. It's very rare that I don't know what's going on in a movie, and then I go and read about it afterwards, and I still don't really know what's going on in the movie, and I have the Wikipedia up as I'm watching it, and I still really enjoy it.
That's the key.
Yeah. It's just a snap. It's funny. It's mysterious. There's some decent action for the time. I like that whole fight scene in the alley. Well, not in the alley. The parking lot where that was all set up just to make them think that they weren't involved with each other. Like, there was so much subterfuge. I just really enjoyed it, and I felt like I was watching something that had weight and
gravitas.
It's
really complex for 1946.
Yeah, man,
like
crazy.
So many cross threads. It's awesome. I love anything with Bogart, like especially, and he said he was like 36 in this movie. Yeah. And I'm looking at him like, dude, you were at least 65.
It's the different time. Yeah. Well, I think he was much older than what he said he was in the movie. Yeah. My chick looked it up, but I think he was in his 40s.
I love watching, you know, him do this. I love when he has the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Where you know the cigarette is dangling on his lower
it's
lip,
stuck to his
so,
lip. Yeah.
So
take this thing out of my mouth. That was one of my favorite lines in the whole movie.
So I will give him credit. Like I had a professor who like talked about that always. Like I took like mystery classes with him, like film mystery classes, whatever. And he said that Bogart for that look smoked like specifically like imported like a French cigarette. Where the paper is different, and that's why, like,
so
it just
adhere
it,
more.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just like by like wetting it, it just hangs on your lip, and that's where like that iconic look of like him like giving lines while the cigarette is just hanging there,
just kind of flopping around for dear life.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like it's not with American cigarettes. Like he got French cigarettes like to get that look specifically, and that's like something that like he is known for, and then is like carried on into movies past that, which I think is fucking awesome.
You know the best example of that is though, is Aykroyd when he's walking around in the hotel and he first sees Slimer. That fucking thing is just hanging completely off of his lip.
Yeah, it's almost like they had to get some spirit
Pinkman!
Gum to attach that
Pinkman!
Thing.
I saw it. I can't believe we're all where we are with Ghostbusters, and that movie is so good. What were we talking about? The Big Sleep,
cigarettes.
Well, look, I love everybody smoking, everybody's drinking. I didn't feel like they were too condescending to women in this, but it was also the era. Everything about this movie felt like fucking, it felt heavy. And I don't mean that as in like the topicality. I just meant like when you pick up a fucking golf club or you pick up a sword or you pick up anything, you're like, oh, this is all right. And then you pick up a shitty version of it, you're like, oh, this sucks. And like this movie felt like it had gravitas the whole time I was watching it. Really enjoyed it tape to tape. And I'm really happy we found these movies by doing this show because I probably wouldn't if Daddy hadn't picked The Long Goodbye. You picked The Long Goodbye, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait. So this wasn't on your radar beforehand?
No.
Oh,
I mean, I knew it existed, but I didn't know who Philip Marlowe was.
You had the motivation to check it out.
I never knew it was a Marlowe story. I just knew everyone said, oh, it's one of the noir movies with Bogart, which he was a big part of that genre.
If someone said, name three Bogart movies, I would have said this one, but I didn't know anything about it.
Have you seen Maltese Falcon?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Many times. Good. I fucking love it.
So I that's a note I have here.
Maltese Falcon?
I do.
MacGuffin.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, yes. Chippa. Yes.
We did it.
I fucking knew it. I'm going to tell you what.
MacGuffin the podcast.
I'm sure I guarantee there's a podcast already. Called yes. MacGuffin.
I do prefer Maltese Falcon to this movie. I just like that story a little. It's a little
more like
a chase,
yeah,
which I like. But
I think the characters are a little more... colorful, so they're easier to keep track of.
Yeah,
the cast is a little bit less populated as well.
I mean, Sam Spade is like a fucking painting of a character compared to little more. You're
Green
spend
Street
a little more time
and Laurie,
with
and yeah, I mean,
there's so many moving parts in this fucking movie. I don't know how you can't give it anything less than a 4. I'm gonna give it a 4, just because I think Tube's right. Maltese Falcon. There's some other examples of movies we've watched that are at least around. On the Waterfront, I know it's not the same type of movie, but that's higher than this.
The other one I wrote down is Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
Like, I think Sunset Boulevard is a perfect movie. And of this same, you know, style, genre, and it is that, like, classic noir, you know, storytelling. I think Sunset Boulevard is the best example. Maltese Falcon is a, like, Sunset Boulevard's a 5. Maltese Falcon 4.5. I think Big Sleep is a very strong 4.
It's a 4. I don't know how.
I'm with you on that.
I don't know how anyone could watch this and be like, "This is shit," or "I don't. This isn't for me." Like, I whatever your demo is, I think you can sit down and appreciate what's going on in this film.
Yeah, this is an easy 4. It's a little on the long side, which I was not expecting for a movie from that era. Because a lot of times, movies of that day, they could go from relatively quick to or the epic side of things. Yeah. But for the entire 2 hours, I was riveted to the point where I was slightly frustrated at times because I couldn't figure out what was going on. But as it went on, it felt like that's by design.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be on your heels as much as Marlowe is supposed to be on his heels. The same way, again, with The Long Goodbye, where he's there. He's putting the pieces sort of together, but there's somebody else that's got one move ahead of him, that somebody else has that one piece of knowledge that he can't put his finger on, and it doesn't really come together until the very end when he finds out, when somebody gets betrayed and they end up giving him the lowdown because they got left in the lurch. And it's like, you're not supposed to be able to put it together until the end.
The formula was definitely, I mean, nearly identical to The Long Goodbye.
Yeah.
As far as the way that unfolded, including when he got his ass whipped. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
About like 30 minutes. By the way, 25 minutes ago.
That scene was gripping. That kid that fucking saves him and drags him in, then he's sitting there listening to him get poisoned. Like that was fucking
so good.
That was rough, and it clearly shook him. Like he talked about it later in the movie.
He was mad about that because that guy didn't need to get bumped off.
No, and he's an unflappable character. Like nothing seemed to fucking faze him. So that's why that was kind of a poignant moment.
So yeah, so I'd say it's an easy four. I would actually definitely want to sit down and watch this again now, knowing how it plays out, to see if there are threads that you can follow if you know what's going to come at the end.
I ordered the Blu-ray. I was like, this is one I want to have on my shelf that I can come back to on a regular basis.
You probably won't want it, but will you give Goat his 4K of Days of Thunder right there, please?
Here you go, Goat.
I got it before I knew he despised the movie.
Yes, that's clearly. Thank you.
No problem, brother.
Go ahead, Jim. I want to know what Jim gives it before I mention something.
I am actually fucking, I can't wait to hear what Jimmy thought of this movie.
I was a little bored in the first hour of it.
It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, if Mike Myers was a drag, he would have liked it way more.
But what you guys enjoyed, though, being confused, like me being confused, that really fucks with me. Like it then makes me paranoid that I know.
So many jokes. So many.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that I don't understand what's happening, and then I'm just constantly thinking of that, and then I feel like I'm just missing more. I do want to sit down and watch this one again. I still gave it a 3.5 because I really enjoyed the movie in itself.
What did you say about wanting to see it again?
I would give it another.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
You lie! You're a fucking liar! Shut up!
Prior to this, I wouldn't have been able to pick Humphrey Bogart out of a lineup.
Oh,
Jesse.
I've never seen a Humphrey Bogart movie before.
So you've never seen Casablanca?
You don't have to have seen a Humphrey Bogart movie.
He's one of the most recognizable humans to ever live.
Yeah.
Sierra Madre, like fucking any of that.
But you would know Humphrey Bogart. Here's looking at you. How many times have you fucking heard that?
I've heard it. I've never seen it.
Watching a Looney Tunes cartoon. I mean, he's
Animaniacs. Yeah.
How many times have you walked into a movie theater and there's a caricature of Humphrey Bogart on the fucking wall?
Was it Suncoast? Used to have all those pictures.
Yeah, everywhere.
If it is, I had no idea who it was. That's the problem.
African Queen? Never?
I think the problem is how excited you are to share this information with us.
Well, because
African Queen's a great fucking movie, by the way.
Yeah, it
Amazing
is.
Great movie. Fucking movie.
I know my ridiculousness makes some people happy.
Ignorance is the word I would use.
It could be ignorance as well. That's perfectly fine. But I mean, the movie itself is, I really like the quick wit with the lines going back and forth, where it was just firing one line after another. And that
dialogue is what we call
dialogue,
it.
Dialogue, all right. That entertained me, but trying to keep up with that was very difficult for me at times. Yeah.
Bummer.
Okay, what's your score? Why do you keep saying
yeah?
Like,
I gave it a 3.5.
You said 3.5. Yeah.
I just want to fucking die.
Friendos, head over to the Chad Dukes Show on YouTube to get more great shows and segments of the Chad Dukes Show and Solid Dudes with Chad Dukes. That's youtube.com/Chad Dukes Show, and make sure to like and subscribe.
Now, don't let my thoughts at the end there sway you, because it was a really, really good movie. Nothing like what you see nowadays, which is a bit of fresh air. But if older movies like that, especially the black and white ones, are kind of out of your comfort zone, you won't go wrong doing so. And while you're not going wrong doing so, check out all our sponsors. They all deserve some love, too. Monk's Barbecue in Percyville, Virginia. Monk's on the Farm, Flying Ace Farm in Lovettsville, Virginia. The best barbecue, the best bourbon. Stop out there and say hi to Monk if you can catch him not at his beach house. And if you need realty advice, Joe Azer's our guy. 571-989-AZER. That's 571-989-2937. The best guy you'll ever meet. Hit him up with any questions that you might have. And if you're a little bit tired, you need a little pep in your step, Don't Sleep Energy. Go to don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the Dukes promo code for 10% off your entire order. Thank you guys so much for checking out the show. We truly, truly appreciate you. And if the good Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, for those lucky few, we'll see you on Saturday at Flying Ace Farm. Otherwise, Shoot and Tour will see you back here on Monday. Roll out the ear, boy! Pockets go jingle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up.
Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.